I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I've been trying to wrap my head around this because it's such a fantastic thing for someone to do. There's an artist, illustrator, and book writer here in the Kansas City area, northern Missouri, who's done stuff for Patrick Mahomes, Patches, Paul Holmes, written and illustrated by Lisa Craycraft that got a lot of money donated for charity. And so I received a package. Somebody had said they'd already done it. This was done. And it wasn't like somebody said, what do you think? It was just done.
Right.
And the money is, and then we're going to donate the money to Hope for the Holidays. And then it went up on Amazon. And the book is that's fantastic, man. I'm going to take a beating like nobody's business over it.
Good.
But it's called The Most Unlikely Santa Claus. And there happens to be a bearded guy with no sleeves on the front of it.
Even then.
Do I look slightly dopey?
I'm sure you're staring at something.
Look at the muscles on that, though.
Yeah, that's like good. Actually, it's a compliment.
Yeah. I didn't realize I was so dopey when I was a cartoon.
It's she really has your good. Gorgeous blue eyes just pop off the book, though.
But it really, the book is illustrated so well, and it's got so much Kansas City in it. I mean, it's pure Kansas City. It opens up, but what it really is, it's a story, like a children's Christmas book, about a city that helps people. And it's one of those great inspirational reads for a kid or something to do. And I just thought, man, what a sweet thing to do, and what a kind thing to do to help out Hope for the Holidays this way. Before we even bring Lisa on, because I don't know, we had Little Big Voice. And let me tell you another story. So I read through this and I thought, man, I don't want to read this to the audience. I get emotional or I don't read it well or,
right.
You know, you don't follow the cadence of the rhyme correct and it doesn't come across. Ron, who worked, how many years? 30?
God, I think he's here when it started.
30, 34 years? Yeah. And just an incredible guy. I didn't realize when we reached out to him, they'd furloughed him this year.
I don't know. I had
so,
no idea.
The audacity of asking, and I didn't realize that they, some people come in the building, some people don't, some people stay separate. You don't know who's here.
Right.
In no way did he push back. He immediately said, well, you know, I don't work there anymore. He goes, but let me take a shot at it. And what a good human being. And he's the perfect voice. And his voice is like, you know, like tobacco smoke. You know what I mean? Like it's like
a classic voice,
like warm leather. You know what I mean? Like he's got it. But I just thought it was I felt like such an a-hole for reaching out saying, hey, could you voice this?
You didn't know.
Didn't know. And then, but his response was simply, absolutely.
God bless him.
Now he's, he went through and recorded this. This is the book, the audio version of The Most Unlikely Santa.
And now, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents The Most Unlikely Santa, written by Lisa Craycraft and read by Ron Moore.
What if I told you right here in KC lived the most unlikely Santa? Would you want to see? Stop. Whatever you do, just get that picture out of your head. Because who you are imagining is someone entirely different instead. I will take you through the colorful map, starting from the ground right up to his cap. His boots are steel-toed and lined with heavy metal. His height will leave you shaking and quite unsettled. His arms are thick with muscles that make you raise your brow and look as if he has single-handedly pushed 1,000 plows. His belt looks like it's made of high-end leather. It's actually black electric wire, all fused together. Shiny silver hoops hang from his ears. grinded and welded from rusty truck gear. His hat is not velvety and is stretched tight across his head. It covers a long ponytail, laying in a single braided dread. The most unlikely Santa Claus is actually pretty rough. Catch a glimpse of him, and you will think he is rather tough. If you met him in a cold and darkened alley, you certainly would not stop to dilly-dally. He drinks his milk straight from the bottle, tips it back, and chugs it full throttle. His voice is scratchy and booms through the air. Heck, you may even know him by the name of Johnny Dare. He rides a bike from a guy named Harley that when it cranks, it sounds oh so gnarly. It's customized for what it's worth by the best bike shop here on earth. Each year when this special time comes around, lights string from the plaza to the outskirts of town. The streets are filled with joyous faces carrying gifts from all sorts of places. From every corner you hear a song promising good wishes all season long. Boxes of cards from the Hallmark store because they run out and always need more. Russell Stover's candy of all shapes and kinds. And other exciting original holiday finds. Blue baseball shirts with crowns fill their sacks, along with red jerseys with Chiefs on the back. Don't be surprised if you're passed on the street by hundreds of shoppers packing barbecue meat. Power and Light is merry and hopping for those needing a break from holiday shopping. Each hunter on a unique and outrageous quest, trying to outdo each other in the gift-giving contest. Purple papaya tree fibers wove into gowns, collections of snow globes containing downtown. Tiger tails made into refrigerator warming covers. Diamond-studded staplers for paperwork lovers. Triple-pickled daffodils in yellowy full bloom. Genuine gingerbread garlicky-smelling perfume. A single drop of sweat from an old bee's knee. And an entire circus show of the fantastic flea. So many crazy things to make you shake your head. Who dreams up these things while lying in their bed? It's definitely not that people do not care. They are simply checking their lists, completely unaware. Everyone is having worlds of fun, looking for gifts for their significant one. Well, a few streets back and a few windows up, one little family is down on their luck. The shoppers cannot hear the parents sigh. Holding back tears, they are fighting not to cry, praying for a way to heat the room and food in the pantry for all to consume. Thinking they are alone and no one will care, help arrives in the form of Johnny Dare. Yes, that's the name of the Santa I spoke. The hardy man built like a towering oak. As they say, you can't judge a book by its cover. You must open it up and read to discover. Some of the scariest of people you meet are in fact the sweetest of sweet. In the most unlikely Santa's case, his chest holds a record-breaking space. A gigantic heart that beats to rock and roll 3,000 miles south of the North Pole. If you tune in and listen to his gravelly voice crack, you most certainly will be moved to give back. You see, the most unlikely Santa lives right in KC. He spends his days on the radio you hear but cannot see. A host of characters make up his show. T-Bone and Greg always in tow. Good luck keeping up with the pace as Jake cranks up the thumping bass. Under the funnies, the rocks and the rolls, they all strive to assist from their radio controls. He knows people are hurting and just need a hand up. He refuses to let one single person ever give up. Yes, the most unlikely Santa sends out radio waves from Mission Hills to the underground caves. The most unlikely Santa Claus has an extraordinary sense. Johnny strives to deliver kindness at any cost or expense. He really makes a difference and never keeps the score. In fact, he's always wondering how they can do much, much more. He calls to his listeners to remember a time when they were struggling without a dime. Just like that, they line up to assist, forgetting their own holiday list. He broadcasts a beacon, the true meaning to all. It's not what you spend, it's how you answer the call. Over their shoulders, they toss their demands, joining together, becoming stagehands, ready to put on a show with lights and thrills. A concert of wishes they are meant to fulfill. Everyone sings and passes the hat, digging down deep so they can give back. Stop just one more time. I'm about to end this rhyme. Tilt your head to the side and scan the sky for his midnight ride. Up above the holiday cheer, there's a man on a chopper that has no deer. Listen close for our Santa to rev his engine. Continuing on his never-ending mission, he will explain into the winter's night. No thanks needed, my brother, with his cool, jolly mind.
You've been listening to The Most Unlikely Santa, written by Lisa Craycraft and read by Ron Moore. Happy holidays from the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Our next guest is a Missouri-based author and illustrator who has released a new book that pays tribute to hope for the holidays, titled The Most Unlikely Santa Claus, available through Amazon, and she is donating a portion of the proceeds to Hope for the Holidays and to food banks. Please welcome Lisa Craycraft.
Miss Craycraft, how are you?
I am great. That was awesome.
Isn't that great? Well, Ron, he is. His voice is just is perfect, and and we really wanted to try to find somebody to voice it that, you know, that could be as great as that book. That's really, the illustrations are amazing. The story is great. I think it represents Kansas City. There's, like Nikki was pointing out, all the killer Easter eggs in it, from Constantino's to Worth to the Western Auto Building to barbecue to, you know, Constantino's. It's really great.
Well, thank you, Johnny, but, you know, you just proved it with that Hope for the Holidays, and the people calling in. You are a magical man with a magical team that is doing things right in life. You have your platform, you found your place where you shine, and you use it to make a difference, and that's 100% what inspired me.
You've done this before, and by the way, I'm not ignoring what you're saying. It's just hard for me to hear that.
I get it.
So you, but tell me what, because you did this with Patrick Mahomes, you did Patches, Paul Holmes, and of course went to Kansas City Charities, and that was a huge success.
So honestly, that just released in October, but when the whole virus came out and I was lucky enough to be able to telework. So that cut 3 hours out of my day. And I made a promise to myself that I was going to do something for myself and something I wanted to do, and I had illustrated children's books for other people, and I just wanted to do it myself, and I didn't want anybody to tell me who I could do it on or what I could do it about, so I started my own publishing company and wrote my own book and illustrated it and published it, and I actually have three others that just haven't released yet, and
they're amazing.
More in the works.
I mean, it's amazing. It really is, like, I'm looking at it, and it's just such a professional book, and the way it's put together, and the illustrations, and it's a fantastic thing. I'm just absolutely blown away by it, and we'll have these forever. I mean, everybody on the show, because it's just such a fantastic picture of Kansas City.
Well, what I would like to do, with your permission, is do one each year for Hope for the Holidays.
Sure.
And maybe at the end of the year, you know, in the 5 years, we can do a set.
Absolutely. No, listen. I'm a fan. How can people get this book this year?
So it's on Amazon, and you can look it up by The Most Unlikely Santa Claus, or search my name, Lisa Craycraft, by Patches Mahomes. Patches also is a donation to Missouri Special Olympics.
Great.
As
great.
Well. That's and great. I got to tell you, so the story, we were taking three books down to Arrowhead to leave for Patrick, the Hunt family, and Andy. And we were listening to your show, and it was kind of a throwback because we used to listen to you every morning when we commuted together, my husband and I. And, like, you described Nikki the other day and watching her face go through all these different emotions. I'm like that probably to the 100th power.
You got a little merry-go-round in there, do you? Just spinning.
I have Rolodexes, alpha Rolodexes. And, so, like, I'm engrossed in my thoughts and a million miles away, and he's listening to the show, and I shouted, I'm going to do a Christmas book. And he goes, he swerved, because we live in a country where there's no traffic. And he's like, okay. And I said, it's going to be about Johnny Dare. And he went, huh? And yeah. I said, yeah, Johnny Dare, Santa Claus. And he went, huh? And I couldn't understand why his reaction was, because we love you, and we talk about it all the time, and how, you know, those years ago we worked, you know, we were probably one that could have called in your show, but we just worked extra jobs and made it work, and we always wanted to donate, but we never had like $100. So I wanted to do something that was like $25 that people could really make a difference as a group, as the Magic of Kansas City. And this weekend he told me, he goes, you know why I reacted like that, right? And I went, no, why? And he goes, because they were right in the middle of Price is Right.
There's many ways of giving, as you know, Lisa. There's many ways of giving.
Your ideas come to you in your own ways, and they're magical, and you execute them.
So also, when I've turned into Sally Struthers on Facebook, like, just when you go out to eat, instead of ordering a drink, get water, skip the appetizer, buy the book. If you don't have a kid in your family, send it to your local library. Send it to Children's Mercy, because I always try and put Children's Mercy in the book somewhere. So those kids are reading it, and they see it says Kansas City Heroes right on it. And I've got a book coming out working with Christian Okoye and The Measure of a Man, talking about
excellent.
You can get what you live, Johnny. You can get anywhere in life. You can be the best of the best. But if you don't treat people kind along the way, that's what they remember. And Christian Okoye is awesome. He's phenomenal. Like
that's
that.
Great.
And then, you know, also, I just have to put out there that I saw a picture of Travis Kelce in a Dr. Seuss hat in a library reading a book. And he has 87 and running. So, Travis, give me a call. You need your own book.
Yeah. No, but what a great thing you're doing. This one's called The Most Unlikely Santa Claus. And it's about hope for the holidays the last 25 years, you guys. It's you. It's all the listeners, everybody here in Kansas City that's made a difference in thousands of people's lives. And, I'm really proud of the city. I really am. And of course, I'm so honored to, have a part in it. It's really something.
You are the book. The people all come together, but they would never be moved to come together if you didn't have that heart that you convey in that beacon to all. So you can deflect all you want. It doesn't change the truth of what a great man you are, and you're killing it in life.
Lisa, I have to say, I didn't know what to expect until opening the book and being able to look through it and laughing. You were meant to do this. I mean, it's such a wonderful book, yet funny book, because I immediately, somehow, my hands went right to the page where you've drawn an illustration of Johnny in a dark alleyway, leaned up against a fence next to a dumpster, holding a bottle, standing next to a manhole street cover, yet drinking milk like the good kid should see.
And not just milk. What kind of milk? Can you tell?
It is. What's it say? It's full throttle milk.
Yeah, it's full throttle milk.
I'm like, this book just nailed it. And I don't know if the guys even noticed your attention to detail, as I mentioned to him on and off the air, of all the little nuggets in this book. You have so many little Kansas City things sprinkled in, but even if you look closely to the wish list in the back, each one is specific. And like it says, for Jake, he needs a pearl for a left-sided clam and a fat, I don't know where the rest of that goes, but they're specific. Greg has his wish list on there.
No, there's some funny, like the very back has like if there's a pile of them, you guys will have to buy the book to see it, but it is there's some great little Easter eggs and little nuggets inside there for sure.
And a fun book. What a different book for kids.
Up in the left-hand corner is the very first hope for the holiday this year. It's Officer Bill. So I want to make sure that we can get them a book, maybe one book for each of their boys.
Absolutely. We will make sure we take care of that, man.
I love this.
I can't wait to give it to my parents.
Awesome.
So you can get it on Amazon. And if you order it today, it looks like it'll make it there in plenty of time.
Yes. And maybe, when all this ends, we could do a special book signing, throw that out there.
I'm down. Look, and if you bring me some books, I'll sit down here and I'll sign a ton of them during COVID, so you'll have them.
Fantastic.
Like, I mean, I have no problem, man. If you get them here, I'll have to coordinate with Bob, so somebody's got to meet you outside and the whole bit. We'll all sign them. We'll do whatever. I mean, whatever's necessary, man, we'll do it.
Sounds great.
I love you for this, Lisa. What a great part of Kansas City. She is Lisa Craycraft. If you're just joining the show, she is an illustrator and an author. And the latest book is The Most Unlikely Santa Claus, all about hope for the holidays. And it's available on Amazon, The Most Unlikely Santa Claus. It's really, really fantastic. And I'm honored, and I think it's great, and I hope people really enjoy it, because it's a great story about something that will be by far the only thing I really look back on and thought, what was worthwhile in your life? And I really mean that.
Well, that is the best Christmas gift this girl could ever get, because I really thought everybody could do this until last year.
All right, Jude, thank you. Hold on. Stay there. All right. How about that? I love Hope so much. And it's really like it's the hardest part of the show. That T's got to run through so
T
much. Everybody, they got to vet them. You got to get it done. You have to. We've refined it to. We've got it at a pretty. We know how to do it now. The best, I think, and we're always altering and changing and really digging in, but there's so much vetting and discussion, and you have to be so sensitive. You can never be insensitive when you're talking to people and you're checking on letters and you're verifying this and that, and you're going through all of the things that it takes, and it takes a lot. But it's also, man, it's a lot of input emotionally for these guys before I get to it. Like, yeah. They've got to... You know, they've got to go through, and every letter gets read. Everyone, I promise you, mm-hmm. And that's a lot of hardship to intake. And unless you do it, I cannot tell you. So I think about that. I think about, okay, then if these people have to write their terrible hardship and their feelings on a piece of paper and send it to a stranger, and then that stranger is taking it inside. I'm like, man, by the time it hits the air, it has to work. It has to work. We have to get it done. And that's why we've never missed one. Because we owe it to everybody, from the people who took the courage to write a letter to ask for a hand up, to the people it takes, like T and Jake, to go through it and vet it and dig into it emotionally. It's a hard one, man. So thank you to everybody who helps. Everybody. It's available. The Most Unlikely Santa Claus. It's on Amazon right now. The Most Unlikely Santa Claus. All those guys put up all the information if you'd like on all the Facebooks.
I love that the other thought behind it was that she could do $25. You could donate $25, and that was something doable that was tangible within their means. And she's right, with a portion of that going.
And now that we're past the more sensitive part, you guys can feel free to open up the ball kicking that I know I'll be receiving.
I only take one page.
Which part do you like? You like the giant nose on this one?
What's that? With your tree in your arms. What's up with your big, veiny arms?
I'm the Groot. I saw that. I was like, and there's birds living on my head. That's pretty fantastic. But no, I look like Groot.
The dumpster's going to be my favorite forever and ever until I die.
I want you to get that tattoo.
I might make that into a shirt and wear it.
Yeah.
Airbrushed and all.
Yeah, it's got a great Dr. Seuss feel.
Yeah.
In terms of the illustrations.
And
but the Kansas City stuff I love.
Her illustrations are so fun.
Where's the I'm looking for the alley. Yeah, there is the dark picture. I don't know why I'm hanging out in an alley.
Even
just
in
do.
A children's bucky. Look at him.
Yeah, by the way, it looks like I popped out of the sewer. Did you notice that? The sewer
lid. It's open.
The sewer lid's open with a ladder.
Oh, I noticed.
This unlikely Santa Claus lives with Donatello and Michelangelo.
What do you think he's hiding his milk down there?
Yep.
Nailed it.
Could have been a trailer. All right, you guys, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll find Mr. Goff. But if you check it out, it's really good. I'm really proud for her, and I'm proud for you guys who have all been the very heart of Hope for the Holidays and the reason it works. It works only because of you guys. That's it. There's no other way. It only works that way. And it does more than help one family at a time. I think it helps all of us because we hear the best of people. And I don't know about you guys, but I need that.
Mm-hmm. The holidays may look a little different this year, but nothing can stop the power of hope. For the past 25 years, the people of Kansas City have given the people in Kansas City hope.
It's been tough. We've been barely making ends meet. But this month, I just don't know. You know, we have out-of-pocket expenses for medicine.
Hey, just take a breath for a second, Michelle. We're going to work our way through this, All right.
Kind of feel for her. I have stage 4 cancer myself, and we'd like to donate $100 to help her out.
I'm in for $400. This is far and away the least I can do.
Steve, you're a doctor?
Yeah, John, I'm a doctor.
What's going on?
I'm always touched by you guys, what you guys do for Hope for the Holidays. I wanted to really do something to help you guys out. I'll give you $2,500, John.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, man. You've made this short and absolutely beautiful.
No, I want to give $500.
What makes you give that money to somebody you'll never meet?
Just trying to do what we can to make everybody believe humanity is still ticking.
It's time for the 25th annual Johnny Dare Morning Show Hope for the Holidays. If you or someone you know needs a hand up, go to 989therock.com and click Hope for the Holidays. 2020 has been a challenging year, but nothing can stop the power of hope.
Yeah, I heard everything in this. Yeah, you don't know if you're going to be from here from one day to the next. It's the main thing that weighs on everybody.
And just take a little bit of the pressure off you.
Oh, this means so much. You just don't even have any idea.
25 years of Kansas City, helping the people in Kansas City. Hope for the Holidays with you and the Johnny Dare Morning Show. This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.